Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Doors and windows,
Republic.
Rooms and more,
Republic.
Brand new rug on the floor. Come to Republic, come to Republic. Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive off negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Goldman suggested to Dinah that they visit his sick friend Alexander Eastman in the Rupununi. She later told Ignatius that perhaps he and Shelley need time to heal, but he insisted it was over. Myrtle told Goldman and Dinah that she wants to look for Catalina's father as it may help her forget Maurice. As we return, Myrtle is calling Maurice.
Hello?
Oh, good morning, Maurice.
Good morning. Who's calling?
It's Catalina's aunt, Myrtle.
Oh, hi, Miss Myrtle.
I do hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, not at all. Just surprised hearing from you.
Oh, well.
How may I help you?
Well, I know that you and Catalina are in a serious relationship now.
Yes, I've fallen in love with your niece.
And do you envision marriage in the future?
As a matter of fact, I do.
I see.
Catalina is an amazing woman. I'm so lucky I met her.
Well, I think that it's only fitting that you and I meet and talk.
Oh.
I would prefer if you don't tell Catalina.
Oh, is there something specific that you want to discuss?
I just want to get to know the man who is dating my niece.
Okay.
So, when are you available?
I can make time later this week.
Oh, wonderful.
Is there a reason you don't want me to tell Catalina?
I don't want her to fuss that I am meddling in her relationship. Oh, my intention is only to get to know you a little better, since she's hiding you from us.
Right.
Can we decide on a time and place later?
Yes, of course.
Great. I'll be in touch.
Okay, and thanks for the invitation. I look forward to knowing Catalina's family.
You're welcome.
Guess who this? Tani? Wow. Hello?
Hi, Miss Coretta. It's Danny.
Yes, your number show up on the phone.
How you doing?
I'm alright, I'm at work.
Okay.
How things in Kokwani?
Well, me, Skeeter, and Maria are not there anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I'm home in Region 9 and Skeeter living in Region 1 now.
Wow. All these changes in just a couple months, eh?
Well, I really came back home to the Rupununi because Uncle Alexander is not feeling too well.
Okay. I think John would have mentioned this Uncle Alexander a few times.
Yes. Well, I'm up here helping him and Auntie Paulette.
Who is Auntie Paulette?
Uncle Alexander's wife.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I was just calling Uncle John's phone, but it keeps going to voicemail. Is he around?
Y'all know.
No, what?
John in prison.
What?
Yeah, he there in a couple months now.
Miss Coretta, what are you really telling me?
Why is a long story. We had some domestic situation.
What do you mean, domestic situation?
He knocked me.
What? Uncle John hit you?
Yeah, several times.
Uncle John?
So there is the story, and there is how he ended up in prison.
You shocked me here today, Miss Coretta. I didn't expect Uncle John to do something like that to you.
I didn't expect it either. But the big problems really start around December. When he keep talking about the dead wife and start drinking more than usual.
Oh, Auntie Ruth. Yes, she died on a Christmas day.
Yeah, you tell me.
I'm disappointed to hear this too.
Well, by what I can tell you. It done happen.
Yes. So how long are you going to be in there?
He's supposed to be out sometime in 2024.
Okay.
But he behaving himself in there. So, tell me that he changed and he's a changed man. And he might even get out early on good behavior.
Well, this is good.
We just talk on the phone. The prisoners could talk on the phone to the relatives and friends, you know.
It would be nice if I could speak to him. I know he can be worried when he hears Uncle Alexander ain't feeling too well.
So, this Uncle Alexander person sick for dead?
Auntie Coretta, he's not himself. He losing weight and tired all the time. He can't even go to the farm or fish like he used to.
Oh, gosh.
Auntie Paulette trying to treat him at home, but like nothing in helping.
And y'all ain't got a hospital up there?
In our village, we have a health center. The hospital is in Letim, Letim Regional Hospital. Our village is a long way from Letim.
Okay, I understand.
And Uncle Alexander doesn't think that he is that sick that he should go to the health center.
Well, how old is he?
65.
He still got a lot of living to do, man.
I know.
So how Skeeter and Maria end up in Region 1?
Skeeter meet a man from there, Ralph.
What, Skeeter ain't married?
Miss Coretta, it's a long story. Yeah, she married, but her husband Jacob in Suriname, and she hardly hear from him.
That's sorry.
Yes. I figure she just get fed up and decide to hook up with this man from Region 1. But it's like he's another no good. All I hear is complaints. He drinking, he smoking.
Like Skeeter got your luck.
Yes.
So much change in a few months, man.
Only to hear now that Uncle John in prison.
Yeah.
How I could get to talk to him?
I will arrange a phone call for you.
Coretta, I'm not paying you to sit on the phone all day. Please call Mr. Chin and tell him we will have to move the meeting to Friday.
Okay, Mr. Ignatius.
Thanks.
That's your boss?
Yes, don't bother with him. He's a little miserable.
Well, I'll let you go because you have to get back to work.
If I talk to John before, I will tell him about Uncle Alexander, okay?
Yes, he would like to know.
All right.
And Miss Coretta, you have to come and see the Rupununi.
Danny, I would love to. Maybe when John come out, we could take a walk.
Until then?
I will see, man.
Uncle Alexander and Auntie Paulette would love to see Uncle John's wife.
Yes. And it would be nice for me to see some of John's other relatives too.
Don't worry. We'll arrange it.
Yes, man.
Anyway, I have to go now. I'm actually at Uncle Alexander's farm. Auntie Paulette waiting on me for some cassava.
Okay. Well, I hope Uncle Alexander feel better soon, eh?
Me too. It was nice talking to you.
And you too.
Bye.
Bye. Ay, Father. Every day is something, eh? Old house pon old house.
Coretta! You call Mr. Chin yet?
I'm calling you now!
Ignatius! Ignatius!
Hello, hello! You just can't march into this office like that.
You shut up, Coretta! Ignatius!
Shelley! What are you doing here raising your voice?
Divorce paper? You serious, Ignatius?
Shelley, please leave my office. We can discuss this later.
No, I won't discuss it now. Let all your workers hear how you're divorcing your wife.
Shelley!
You want me to call the security, Mr. Ignatius?
Coretta, nobody talking to you.
Shelley, what has gotten into you? Why did you slap the woman?
She needs to learn to mind her own business.
Coretta, I'm so sorry.
I ain't taking this, sir. I reported she to Sergeant Murray Ignatius. She can't go around the place slapping people.
You could report it to whoever you want. I don't business.
Shelley.
Don't touch. How you could do this to me, Ignatius? How?
Everybody watching.
It's okay, everybody. Just return to your duties. I'll take care of this.
You don't even want to give us a chance? After all them things you do to me, you don't even want to give us a chance? I sure you had affairs with
enough of them women walking here.
Shelley, please.
Hello? Where are the women in this company that sleep with my husband?
Shelley, stop it.
Ignatius, you divorcing me?
One mistake I make, are you divorcing me? I don't deserve this. You know I don't deserve this.
Can you please leave now?
You know I don't deserve this, Ignatius. Please, I beg you, just one more chance. Please, Ignatius. Please.
Shelley, this is not the place to discuss this. You are embarrassing me and yourself.
Please, Ignatius.
Come. I'll walk with you to your car.
Oh, please don't divorce me. Don't divorce me. I love you, Ignatius. I love you so
Come
much.
On. Coretta, all my calls.
Okay. Shelley. I'm still reporting you to Sergeant Murray for slapping me. Domestic violence.
Shelley, it's unacceptable what you just come to my place of business and did. Don't ever try a stunt like that with me again.
I'm sorry, Ignatius. But divorce? Huh? You know I never meant to hurt you. Oh, Ignatius, please reconsider.
Go home and get some rest. I am not going to warn you again. You can't come to my office and behave like this. I will not tolerate it.
Hard, I'm sorry. I'm so desperate. You used to worship the ground I walk on, Ignatius.
And you know what happened. Please, go home.
Ignatius! Ignatius!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
How many more rapes, beatings, and killings must women endure? It's time for zero tolerance to gender-based violence. We shall no longer tolerate any form of violence against women and girls. And as a society, we pledge to create an environment in which they can lead safe and healthy lives. We call on our national and community leaders to stand firmly against gender-based violence and commit to mobilizing needed resources. Laws against violence to women and girls must be strengthened and implemented as we work together to provide free legal aid, shelters, counseling, and medical services for survivors. Say violence against women no more. Call the Domestic Violence Helpline 914.
This message was brought to you with the kind support of the Caribbean Vulnerable Communities Coalition and Spotlight Initiative.
Step up and cherish each other. My brothers, please put down the guns and knives and the